welcome back to the podcast. This is the host and the wholesome. We're getting into another episode, so we'll just let this ride out right quick and then we'll get right into it. Topic with you?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. So, friends, with actually, let me introduce you first. Long time. Acquaintance, I guess we'd say. Friend, acquaintance.
Wow.
Person I am still struggling to let go of. Her name's Lex. So that's how we introduce her.
Hey.
Didn't really write a script for this, so it's just trash.
Okay. We're just going.
Yeah, we're just going. So, Friends with Benefits, how do you feel about it?
I feel like Friends with Benefits can be fun if both people are on the same page.
On the same page?
Yeah.
Do you ever think that... Have you ever been in a situation where it's been two people on the same page and then one person wants more out of the situation or less out of the situation or doesn't even want the situation?
I've definitely been in a situation where one person would want more or less than the other, and I think when it gets to that, communication is so important because, we're all adults here. We're all adults here. Just be honest with each other. Honesty is key, So, be honest about what you want and things go a little bit more smooth that way, I think.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
So, has it ever been, a point in, a situation with you where you had a Friends with Benefits and you expressed or he expressed hey, I really like you and I feel like we should do this long term?
Have I ever been in a situation like that? Wait, is it okay if I talk about personal stuff with
it's
you,
catching or? Everything you say so
quickly. Because I was gonna bring up this other Friends with Benefits that I had. There was just a moment where I felt he just started acting a little standoffish for no reason. Everything was okay and everything was super chill leading up to one point, I just thought it was mutual. I didn't think it had to be said, but he started, pulling out of stuff that he planned. And then I had to tell him straight up, hey, yo, just letting you know that I really like hanging out with you. I really like going to events with you. I'm not looking for anything serious and I think it's chill where it's at. And then when he replied, he was oh yeah, that's really cool. I feel the same way, blah, blah, blah. But then after that, he disappeared. So I was did he feel some type of way? I tried to just be honest about it, So I think that's where Friends with Benefits gets a little sticky. Because I tried to establish from the beginning, hey, we can be honest with each other, if you feel some type of way, whether it's more or less, let me know, if that's just how I thought it was between us. But at that time, I don't know, I feel like maybe he had developed a little bit more feelings and didn't want to be upfront about it because of maybe an ego thing, I don't know. But at that point, I was just all right, then, you can go be in your feelings over there again. So, because I tried to make it easy, I tried to make it easy and just be honest with myself. So I thought he would be comfortable enough to be honest with me, but that's not always the case with some people. So, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I would have done in that situation. You know, I try to be honest with people. I feel like a lot of, in my situation, I feel like I'm not looking for anything. It starts off like, you know, I'm not looking for anything. Whoever I decide to go with, not looking for anything. And then you develop feelings, which is fine, you know. But they never express that or communicate that. Mm-hmm. They're just like one day they're just like, well, you know, I thought it was mutual. And it's like, no, you have to like tell somebody that, like, oh yeah, you know, I'm starting to feel you.
Yeah, you gotta spell it out nowadays. Yeah. Because anything can go like misconstrued on either side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I agree with that. I feel like nowadays especially, or at least with me, you know, like, as long as you spell it out for me and your actions match, then it can work. Because I've definitely had other friends with benefits in the past where like it was communicated in the beginning and it worked perfectly because this guy's actions matched up with what he said. Like, we only hit each other up to hook up. We didn't go out to, like, eat. We didn't go out to drink. We didn't go out to meet each other's friends. It was strictly friends with benefits, and it worked like that. There's none of that extra stuff.
Extra stuff. So, like, what, like, do you, like, so if you and him are together and he's hungry, you know, he pulls up.
Wait, together as in, like, dating or, like, physically together?
No, just physically together.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry about that. Physically together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's just like, you know what, I'm hungry. I'm going to stop to get something to eat. Would you consider that, if he asked you, like, hey, are you hungry too? Mm-hmm. Would you consider that to be, like, one of those things that are, like, out of the bubble of FWB? Because I feel like if you start buying women food and they just, like, food is just, like
Panda Express?
Yeah, like, Panda Express, you know, McDonald's, you know, if they say, oh, you know, I love McFlurries from McDonald's. You know, you just pop up with a McFlurry one day. They're like, oh, he loves me.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's all mushy now.
No. Well, from personal experience, I learned that doesn't mean... Can I cuss?
No.
Okay. I learned that doesn't mean anything. From personal experience. Like, whether it's from somewhere fancy, whether it's from McDonald's, that don't mean anything. At least to me.
To you.
Like, if you're, yeah, if a guy, like, before he comes over, like, say we're gonna hook up or whatever, he's like, hey, I'm stopping for McDonald's, do you want something? I'll be like, okay, get me a fries and a sweet tea or something. Mm-hmm. And some ranch on my fries.
And some ranch on my fries. About to kick you off this show. but no ranch with fries.
Ranch with fries. That's my guilty pleasure. Okay.
That's something you keep to yourself. Like, I feel like you eat that in your room with the door closed, lights off.
No, I've been eating it in front of people. Don't come for me.
That's a secret that should be kept to itself. Ranch with fries.
Well, now everyone knows. Okay, but anyway. Yeah, like, if he did that, I would just be like, I want that. And then if he comes through with it, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, he's thinking of me more. Oh my gosh, he's so considerate. Like, no. Like, actions go beyond getting you food. Because anybody can get you food. You can get yourself food.
Yeah, you can, man. That's why I don't understand. Like, some women have that attitude where it's, oh, if you go get me something to eat, then you know, it's getting serious. Like, if I pull up to Panda Express and I just say, yeah, let me get a panda bowl with this, that, and the third, and then I drive to the window, I feel like you're gonna be like heartbroken, like, dang, he didn't even want to ask me that I want some food.
But from what I'm learning and from how I am now, I'm not gonna be offended with that, because I would probably have eaten before. I would know that it's not my place to ask you to get me something because you're just a friend with benefits.
Mm.
But if it were me and you, I would have been like, "Fool, give me a panda bowl."
Oh, okay.
Or here, order me a panda bowl and I'll cash app you.
Mm.
Or Apple Pay you or whatever.
I think that's a big thing. Like, people don't split the check. And like, it's so funny because you see these little videos of like guys asking women, like they're on a date. And right before he pays, he's like, so you trying to go back to my crib? And she's like, no. And he puts his like the split the check.
Split the check. She's like, wait. No, see that's where it can get like a little tricky. Like, once you go in expecting something outside of a friends with benefits relationship, that's where feelings are going to start to get hurt. Because I feel like if you put too much expectations, you're just going to disappoint yourself. So
yeah, that's true.
Just don't. I know. But, I mean, it might be hard for some to do that. But with me, it's just like, I think From what I've learned from my past friends with benefits relationships, I know to expect the least. So I don't put in as much attention. I don't put in as much effort and like feelings as I would with a real relationship, you know?
Okay. Yeah. That's something to take a look at. I feel like people fall in love with friends with benefits, whether it be off of dating apps or whatever it is, you know, people just catch feelings and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, this man's great. Look at him. He looks great. He looks good. Super awesome. And I'm just like, does he really like you, though? Like,
Or is it just the sex?
Yeah, it might be just the sex, too. People be out here getting dickmatized, too.
You know? Oh, yeah, for sure. Because, like, I feel like, okay, yeah, I know people say that, you know, women get more emotionally attached through sex and stuff. But damn. I feel like it happens on both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah, I feel like someone is always
somebody bound. Got that WAP on them, and you know, some people just be falling victim. You know, I do understand. Mm-hmm. You know, I've fallen victim a couple times. You know,
Word.
What about you?
I have fallen victim maybe about once or twice.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, sometimes you just step in that puddle, and you know, it's like a scary movie. You can't get your foot out.
It's a little wet in here. It's a little wet.
Start drowning and stuff. You know?
Don't drown.
Like quicksand.
Now. Need a life vest up in
here. Life vest ain't gonna save you.
Yeah. She don't want to be saved. Don't save.
So, have you ever met somebody who was FWB and you guys actually transitioned into a relationship from that?
Have we ever transitioned into a real relationship?
I'm sorry, it's just so funny because like people go there and they're gonna be like, "Dang, it just started raining out there." Like,
it's AC, y'all. It's AC. Yeah, in a way.
In a way,
it has transitioned into somewhat of a real relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was hard because it was long distance.
Mm.
So, like, boundaries weren't always clear, you know, lines weren't always clear, obligations weren't always clear, you know. See, that's another thing, too, like, obligations, like, during, like, a friends with benefits relationship or one that, like, transitions into a real relationship, it's like, what am I obligated to tell this person? Am I obligated to, like, text this person back? Am I obligated to, you know, listen to their problems or listen to them talk or talk about personal things with them?
But, I mean, I would assume after, you know, so many months, you kind of grow attached to that person and they become your person, I guess, in certain situations. So I could see the emotional attachment to somebody, especially if it's somebody that you've had for a while. I wouldn't say like, oh, if it's like somebody that you met and it's only been like 2 months and they call you and they're like crying, they're sobbing, they're like, I just seen my ex at the club. Mm-hmm. Nah, you shouldn't introduce that.
Don't do that. Yeah, especially after like 2 months.
But if it's been like, if you guys been like, you know, on that P. Diddy relationship where, you know, he just keeps somebody around for like 5 years or something like that. Never
like P. Diddy and Cassie?
Yeah, like never marries them or nothing like that. You guys are just coasting. Mm-hmm. You guys been coasting for a minute.
And expects them to stick around.
Yeah. You can't expect somebody to stick around for like 5 years.
Because he, I mean, I don't know. He treated her like He treated her like a wifey, you know, but at the same time didn't want to make her a wifey.
And I
from
think,
what I perceive.
I think that's a title boundary that he didn't want to cross, you know. Like, I completely understand, too, because some people expect a title right off the bat. Like, they're like, like, it's only, like, 2 months into, like, the FWB situation or whatever situation you guys would be in, and they're like, so what are we? And to hear that question asked so early is like, dang, what am I doing? Like, to make her like feel like she wants to pursue this, you know? Because from my personal experience, I've learned that in 2 months, somebody doesn't show you their real or their true colors, you know?
Oh, no, yeah.
It's definitely always like some hidden monster under the bed that you don't know about, something like that.
You know, we all like, got what monsters you, like, under the bed.
You gotta do inspections on these people, man. Like, you gotta like, so, you know, like, CIA can we meet at your house or something like that? You know, because my pet peeve is dirty dishes. If I walk in and like it's like dirty dishes in there, I'm like, oh no, oh no, bucko, we can't do this.
No, bucko, you're me.
Do you have like a pet peeve that you have like when you walk into somebody's house and you see like, oh my gosh, ew?
I think with me, it's like the bathroom.
The bathroom?
I feel like how clean someone keeps their bathroom can show a lot about them. So if there's like shaven hair everywhere, that's not nice. Yes. if there's some gobbledygook, mysterious gobbledygook on the counter, that's not cool.
It's the hair products. It's the gel. You know?
Okay, clean it up. Clean it up then. Like, how hard is it to get a paper towel and go?
He was just trying to get ready for you before you came, you know?
Okay, well, he should have cleaned the bathroom before I came too. It's not that hard.
That's true. That's true.
That's just me.
What about that? I feel like you go. I feel like, see, now I feel like you go into somebody's bathroom and you inspect it. You're like, can I use the bathroom? You go in there and you have like this kit in your purse and you're like, okay, ring around the toilet.
Get like little like germ detectors. Like, get a UV light. Oh no.
Oh no.
What
the
is
mirror?
A splotch on the toilet?
Mirror look clean, but it's actually dirty. Oh my gosh.
It was all the splashes from like washing hands and stuff.
He's like looking under the door, seeing the light go on and off, like what's going on in there? Now you have to be that way, man, because oh my gosh. The amount of like with this whole pandemic and COVID. Some people are actually scared to, like, even do, like, FaceTime calls. Like, you know, like, because, like, you know, let's say, like dating during the pandemic, right? You know?
That's hard.
It is hard. It is hard because, you know, you want to establish something. And some people are just like, no, I don't want to do anything. And it's like...
That's me.
Yeah, exactly. But then you ask them, like, what they do on a daily basis. And it's like, you know, like, so some people, you know, they actually have to go out and go to their job. And I'm trying to explain to people, like, you don't know what your people do on the weekend. Especially for us, because, you know, I go in to my shop. I'm, like, we, like, standing, you know, next, you know, 6 feet or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't even ask them what they did on the weekend. I probably should start asking them. But if you, like... If you have that one coworker, you know, because Snapchat tells everything. I always tell people, if the police had Snapchat, they would be busting down y'all doors for all these, like, family meetings in a garage. You know, they ain't even got the door open. It's like...
No air circulation.
No, nothing. Yeah. The mask all off. You can see somebody's sweaty lip. Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. You can see somebody's sweaty, hairy chest poking through their
shirt.
Yeah,
they don't be wearing no shirts or nothing. Nice. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they're like, my throat hurts.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
So it's just like, it's,
oh, no.
Oh, stay at home, sweetie. But no, and then it's like they end up sick or they end up with something. You know? It's only so many COVID tests here on island.
Yeah. I mean, like going back to what you said, like dating during the pandemic is hard. Like I was dating someone and literally all we did was get takeout. And eat in the car because we wanted to be safe. You know? And, you know, it was cool for a while, but then it's like, or maybe it was like personally with this guy too, but, like, but I mean, but it's still like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we weren't really like getting anywhere. So like I had to stop that. Told this guy, I'm like, I'm not looking for a relationship right now.
Okay.
Still dealing with some stuff. So. And luckily he was understanding about it. So he like backed off a little and he's more chill.
Nice. It's hard to find those understanding guys, you know, like mm-hmm. some people are just like, so you gonna get in the back, you wanna get in the back seat, or you know, what we getting in the back seat for?
What's back
eat,
there?
We can eat in the front seat, my shit. No, but I definitely understand how dating in the pandemic can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I can only imagine how dating in the pandemic for health workers is, because I mean, oh my gosh,
me,
you know, they're all in the hospital, you know, especially during the starting of this, mm-hmm. 24 hours, you know, mm-hmm. you know, you've seen,
you gotta come home and like fully shower and like sanitize everything. You gotta sanitize your shoes. You gotta make sure that you put your scrubs in a plastic bag because you don't want to mix it with the same laundry that you have. So you gotta wash that separately, you gotta dry that separately, you know, like, what if you wanna come home and, like, do your hair right away and not have it all wet before you go out, but no, dang. you gotta wash everything because you came back home from the hospital.
Wow.
So, it's like, but, yeah, it's hard. Why do you think it's hard to date during a pandemic?
Like I said, you know, like, people aren't really trying to get takeout or anything, you know? Mm. This whole like corona thing has like scared them to a point where they're like almost sick and shut in without being sick. They're just shut in and they're shut in due to fear, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I tell a lot of people, like, even before the vaccine was actually established, like, you know, my uncle had COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, he didn't die or anything, you know. Yeah. Just drunk some herbal tea, you know what I'm saying, because it's a strain of the flu. So, you know, like, the people that have been dying from COVID are, like, the old elderly people who aren't moving on a daily basis, you know. They're, like...
Some of them are really young, too, that have passed away.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah. I have been, you know, this is just totally me just, like, speaking. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen, like, a lot of elderly people dying from it, you know. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know, that 91-year-old lady got the first shot just mm-hmm. the other day, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's looking good.
Looking good? No. Okay. I haven't been keeping track of like her per se, but I know a lot more people are getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're not mutating, turning into, you know, like creatures or something, you know. But hey, combined with the, maybe it's the COVID combined, the COVID vaccine combined with December 21st is going to give them their powers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, God.
So hey, we'll wait,
like,
on
super Saiyan.
You're going Super Saiyan on December 21st because, you know,
imagine us old Super Saiyan.
Just shooting beams out their butt crack and stuff. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, Grandma.
Whoa. No, not Grandma Gertrude. She has like beams, like shooting out her ears, her eyes, her butt. It's like, oh, damn. This is beyond me.
And all she's doing is like, she's literally just sleeping on the couch and they're like, oh no, Grandma Gertrude.
Starts crawling on the walls and stuff. What are you doing, Grandma Gertrude?
Jeez, she's like, it's like she's 20 again. No, but yeah, man. So going from like dating after, well, how do you see dating after pandemic? Because this is like dating during the pandemic is so cheesy. How do you see dating after the pandemic?
Dating after the pandemic, I feel like it's gonna be like a little bit weird
because, seeing people.
Yeah, seeing people and maybe like without masks, but personally with me, I'll still wear a mask just in case.
Wow, you'll be that weird person.
I mean, East Asia been doing it for years, so they've been ahead of the game. It's nothing new.
But you know, it's just because it's because of their like actual air condition.
Yeah, but LA be dirty as fuck.
You ain't got metals in y'all air. Huh? Yeah, they actually catch like small metals that float in from like China or whatever. And it gets really bad. Like sometimes you can't see like 5 feet in front of you.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Yeah, the air pollution is really bad over there. Like we, like when I was over there, you know, I spent some time over there, and we'd wake up and you know we'd always like base it off of this mountain we could see in like the distance. Mm-hmm. And one day we woke up and I was like, wow, the mountains are gone. All right, it must be bad out here, guys. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would base it off of. But sometimes you just couldn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we would be amazed, like, the pilots would still be flying.
Flying amidst all that.
Yeah. Amidst all that. And then they'd be, and then when, like, then when you're, like, trying to leave, they're like, yeah, we can't fly. It's a heavy overcast. We're like, bro, y'all flying in, like, heavy metals out here. What is the difference?
Pieces of metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, dating after the pandemic, it might be, like, a little weird for me because, like, you know, just seeing people in, like, gatherings again, going out to places that were originally closed down for, like, ever.
Mm-hmm. You know, some businesses aren't making it out of the pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah. No social distancing. But it might be a little bit easier. I hope it doesn't catch those sounds.
I know, right? But, somebody just driving down.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think it might be, like, a little easier because it might feel, quote-unquote, normal again because it's something that you would do before the pandemic. Like, oh, like, we'll go out and sit down at a restaurant or we'll go to a museum or we'll go to a view at the pier.
Now, the animal's dead. They ain't making it through the pandemic yet.
Animals. Fuck them animals. No, sorry. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it might be like a little bit easier because like more stuff would be open. Like you wouldn't have to resort to getting takeout and eating in the car and watching movies on Netflix on your phone in the car.
Dang.
Yeah. Because I mean, like, you know, we tried to do what we could to be safe. But I mean, this is LA though. Like, there's not much to do. Like, right now.
Y'all hotboxing the car. Somebody sitting in the driver's seat. Somebody else is sitting like in the back on the passenger side.
6 feet. 6 feet.
It's like, dang.
Have like a plexiglass in between. This is dating during a pandemic.
Yeah, man, it's definitely going to be hard to readjust to like what life was like. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like we're like, we're slowly adjusting back. Like, you see like a lot of people like, especially in Hawaii, man, because the cases dropped to, like, I think it was, like, 70-something or 60-something. And it has to be good. Less than 50 cases, a 2.5 percent positivity rate, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Hawaii just couldn't hold on. I remember hearing that news, and the same night, I was seeing people get together in, like, groups of, like, 16. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
You guys just can't wait, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait for everything to be open.
A lot of people think it's fake, so that's probably why they did that also.
Wow. They think it's fake.
Mm-hmm. A whole hoax.
A whole hoax out here. It says no pandemic. They're not wearing no masks. Just walking around. Mm-hmm. Say, don't go to Chicago with that mentality. They might. You might not make it out.
Chicago.
Yeah, but you got any other questions for the podcast? You know, you want to shout out your Instagram or something, get some random followers, you know, might get some peeping toms, you know.
Oh god,
we might have some sugar daddies on this podcast.
Oh, you know, well, in that case. No, I'm just kidding. But my Instagram is hashtag no, it's at underscore lex dot lu. So underscore lex dot lu.
Lu, okay.
Lex Lu, like Lex Luthor.
All right, yeah, okay. Well, I mean, there you go. You have like an Instagram for this person. You can see their face or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Just good friends with benefits you can't get rid of.
Okay.
I mean, that's how you introduced me in the beginning. So.
Oh, that was me?
Yeah, okay, that was cool. You.
That was me.
Yeah.
right, cool. That's going to be it for the session, though. Hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Dang, we really made it to 30 minutes. That's crazy. Crazy.
That's dope.
All right, but we'll catch you on the next episode of The Home.